about $100,000 headed to Calder Field. Where is the money going to go to?
Money is going to go towards a business plan. We want the business plan to help us identify other sources of revenue, and also to be able to identify inefficiencies and things like that at the airport. That way we can turn the corner to make it a profitable division of the city.
Any idea whether there's been a study like this done before at Calder?
There has not.
Which seems like a good enough reason in itself.
Yeah. It's one of those things that TxDOT offers, and it's a $100,000 project. The city's match on that is 10%. So we pay $10,000. They pay $90,000 towards the project. And there's things that that are out there that I'm sure that are out there that folks who aren't in larger airports aren't going to be aware of. But these guys will, whoever is selected as a consultant, would be one that would be able to look at regional, state level, and national to find the best practices, so that we can look at what will work for Calder. And make it a better airport and more profitable and more something that can help in the economic development, building positive economic development for the city.
If you can talk about the timeline and the series of events that now follow, because you have the money.
We've been approved for the money. Obviously, the state will ask for our match first. Which we'll send to them, and then they will do what's called a requisition, for the project, an RFP, and in the RFP they'll get submittals, and the submittals will go to the state, and we'll have one vote on probably 5 or 6 member panel that would be made up of a TxDOT Aviation employees and a city employee that will look through the RFPs to pick which one would be the best for the city of Bryan. And once that's selected, then they would start the process of developing the business plan. And through the RFP process, we'll find out how long this will take, to actually develop the plan.
Anything initially that the city hopes to accomplish in the study that you would like to have included in the RFP?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, what we want to do is we want to find out what are our options to increase revenues at the airport. And in addition to that, if there's any way for us to cut any expenses that we haven't already identified and cut. So we want to improve our revenues out there so that the airport is making money or is a neutral as far as we're not having to ask for loans from our general fund, because it's an enterprise fund. So we want to make sure that it's a revenue neutral at a minimum. Our goal is for it to make money.
What's the current red ink?
We probably run in the area of about $90,000 a year. And when we started the airport or started managing the airport, it was $150,000 a year.
So some progress is being made, and the goal of the study, obviously, is to, like you said, wipe out the rest of the subsidy and start generating something.
That's right, and I'm sure you look at other airports around the area. There's ways to do that, and some of them we've captured and implemented, but there's always others out there that we're not going to be aware of, because we're not in that realm, and so the consultants will identify those, and then it becomes the city's decision on which avenue to go with.
And obviously, with the economic development that is occurring in Bryan specifically, in Bryan College Station generally, along with the recreational traffic that Calder could benefit from because of A&M home football weekends, among other things, this is a good time to incorporate all of those little nuggets to see what might come out of the study for recommendations.
That's right. Obviously what we want to do is capture some of the game day folks that travel from the SEC. And we have been trying to lure some of those folks in, but there may be some ways to get get the message to them that Coulter's open for them that we don't know about, and so this should help us with that, as well as utilizing it for other economic development type opportunities.
Particularly with the location of the airport geographically in Northeast Bryan, and you're not that far away from the Triangle Business Park.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Even if something as simple as the engineers and the contractors that are building these buildings for access pipe and tube and things like that, it's more convenient for them to fly into Coulter if they know about it, and for us to be able to service their aircraft, and for them to be able to get to and from Bryan in particular. It's just a closer deal, and we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to get our name out there.
Have I missed anything?
We had, I'm not sure how long ago, but we also had TxDOT awarded us a $633,000 deal for runway light improvements.
And what is the status of that?
That is, it's currently under design, so we've already went through the RFP process. We have selected an engineer. They're doing the design right now, and that will probably start. It'll bid out in October and start shortly after that.
That will certainly have a role to play in this study to them.
Right, right. I mean, we had runway lights. We had a lightning strike that just completely wiped them out, and we've figured out how to get the runway lights on, we need to replace them because we can't find parts. Our runway lights are so old, we can't find parts for them. Like, can't go to the store and buy them. So we need to get something that we can depend on.
No runway lights are us, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go to Lowe's and buy a transformer for them.
The goal then is to have that project completed sometime next year then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I faintly remember that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Right.
It's nice to have a couple things working out there.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I mean, the thing about at the airports and working through the grant program is it takes a while to get it out of commission. You know, get the TxDOT to say yes, we'll take this project, get it to the commission, get the commission's approval, and then do the RFP and so forth. You know, those types of issues. So. But once the commission approves, it moves fairly quickly at that point.
All righty. I can't think of anything else.
I think we're good.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much for giving me a holler this afternoon.